Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Speaking about turning momentum around, it had been, 8 years since St. Thomas Aquinas had won a baseball title. This program has always been competitive. I mean, no matter what, when Ed Waters was coach, Troy Cameron, Bobby Lawson. I mean, from as far back as you can remember, and I'll tell you what, this year they put it all together and they won it all. They came up with a big win on Friday or Saturday, one or the other, against Gainesville Buchholz. Pretty good baseball team, a team that I don't think had let up more than 4 or 5 runs all year in one game. And St. Thomas beats them 8-3 after taking apart Valrico Bloomingdale 15-0 to come away with the state title. Coach Joey Wardlow has done an awesome job with this team. They're loaded with talent, but at the same time, he brought them all together with his coaching staff and has done a tremendous job. And here's the thing. St. Thomas not only won baseball, but they won basketball and football in the same school year. I don't think that's done very much. We welcome in Head Coach Joey Wardlow. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a great year.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. It was an amazing year. It's an exciting weekend to see the boys kind of meet, you know, all the things they worked for throughout the year.
I mean, you go against Doral Academy, one of the top teams, you know, just to get out of the area, and you come up with a big win, you know, in the game 3 of 3 to send you there. But other than that, you hadn't lost very much. I mean, you lost to Douglas, obviously no shame there. You lost, and like I said, it's a competitive schedule from top to bottom. To come up with 29 wins is impressive, especially, you know, with the caliber of talent there is, not only here in South Florida, but throughout the state of Florida. Talk about that and how, when you thought that, you know what, we've got a chance to do this. Was there a time, or was that at the beginning of the year because you had pitching and you had some really good returning players?
Well, we actually started to look at what was going on in the fall, because when we get going in the fall, you know, we start training. We do the weight room. We have conditioning. We're doing a lot of conditioning and molding just to kind of be together as a fall schedule. And as that started working together, one of the main things we saw is the chemistry that our players had among each other. And the best part was we didn't have to generate that chemistry. It was kind of there. So, you know, they're a group that would challenge each other, but at the same time support each other. And that started from the beginning. And even when we play, I mean, we play that difficult schedule, that's just going to make you better. And right. You got to realize when you take some bumps along the way and stuff, you learn from it. And you learn how to handle that when that situation, you know, poses itself again.
Yeah, and I mean, you had some studs. I mean, you had some dudes that really propelled you throughout the year. I mean, you look at Zach Malvasio. I mean, this kid was, you know, he was the Aaron Judge home run wise. He and Andrew Alvarez. I mean, they carried you as far as the power. You look at guys like Grady Buxbaum, who drove in runs. He hit for average. Talk about this team, because you're looking right there at some juniors that are going to be back next year as well.
Well, yeah, we had the senior leaders, and we had juniors that were leaders, like you mentioned, Brady Buxbaum. Malvasio steady all year long. We know, you know, Andrew Alvarez, probably the most consistent. But one of the main things about, you know, Malvasio and Alvarez and Jennings is they were also the, you know, team captains, team leaders. They were the ones that kind of kept everything, you know, kept the boat in line, so to say. Right. And with those juniors, Nico Sabatino, Jaden Doverspike, Brady Buxbaum, Julian Diaz, who threw a lot of innings and pitched a lot of games for us, we're going to rely on those guys to have to pick up the reins from these guys that graduated, you know, and guide a whole new group.
I mean, and you take a look at some of the kids, like you said, some of the younger players that got their feet wet this year and had an opportunity, you know, to be part of that core that went to a state championship. How important is that? Because you're coming back now with, a lot of underclassmen who've been there, done that. And I mean, in that coming into the fall, especially with the newcomers that are coming on, I mean, they could be, you know, they could be that leaders that that every program needs a leadership. And especially when you have kids, like you had mentioned, that have been there and know what it takes to get to a championship game, that's going to be valuable as well.
Absolutely. Those guys not only saw what goes on the field, but they saw what kind of goes on to be prepared off the field, especially with the new format where the regionals is 2 out of 3. You're playing 3 games a week during the season, and you might fall right into the regionals getting into third game. So all the younger guys, you know, they had to experience and see and go through the preparation that we went through. You know, we're combining, changing scouting reports and, you know, little things like staying hydrated for the 2 weeks up there in Fort Myers. You know, it was hot. The weather was very hot during those games.
No doubt.
So we were working as far as, you know, rest, stay inside, get the hydration, you know, get out, get into the game, get in, keep it going. They saw that there's a lot more than just showing up and you know, play ball. Yeah. And that's one of the big things. If we were prepared for that 2018 when we were there. We had a long rain delay. So we knew that anything can happen there to change things. And we also knew it was going to be, it's actually hotter over there than it is over here.
Yeah, a lot of humidity over there. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's coming from a Key West native. So, and you know how muggy those nights can be as well. But, I mean, you take a look at what you got coming back and some of the kids and the support that you've got from the administration and the student body. Talk about that, because I think that's huge, because, you know, it's awfully nice to come back and to be greeted by, you know, your fellow students and also the administrators and the teachers who have been there and supported you all the way.
Yeah, we actually, when we got back from Fort Myers, we had a little meeting that was kind of our last official meeting of the season. And the kids, actually, the players brought it up. They recognized how many people that they found were behind us the whole way. I mean, nice. from the principal, I mean, our athletic director, Coach Russell, Twan Russell, has been supportive in all of these things. I mean, we're playing these home games. We're, you know, organizing that postseason stuff, making sure we're prepared. You know, whenever we were getting ready for the next series, his question was always, what do you need? What do you need to be ready? Whatever it takes to be ready. And, you know, that approach is fantastic. And, you know, the players recognized it. Our parents, as part of our community and our baseball community, are extremely supportive during the season. And our kids didn't take it for granted.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on a great year. And hopefully we'll be back in this spot next year and we'll have you on again.
Yeah, we actually, thank you a lot for, I appreciate you having me on, but I kind of spoke with those juniors we spoke with at school today, because you know the seniors graduated Saturday, the day we won.
Already graduated, right.
And the game started at 2, graduation started at 3. And as soon as graduation ended, the game ended, and they announced it to the graduation, and we got this huge roar of applause. And it's another, you know, certified again that those guys were behind us. And I told the juniors, they were asking, so what do we do Monday? I was like, well, you kind of lost because, you know, we've been out here for months. I said, we can start working for next year. So take a little break Sunday, you know, start working and getting on geared up on what we got to do, because – now you know what it takes.
I agree. Coach, thanks so much. Have a great night.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Coach Joey Wardlow, the state champion, St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.